Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
With a longer life expectancies that we see today, the idea of retiring at 65 or earlier may be out of step with what today's retirees need, either financially or emotionally. You know, retirement could last several decades now. And so a growing trend that we're seeing more and more, and I've been talking about more and more, is the idea of unretirement. T. Rowe Price published a report this week showing that a survey they did of retirees today, 20% of retirees surveyed already work at least part-time, while another 7% are looking for work opportunities. And they're kind of split pretty evenly among those who want to work some to boost their finances and those that want to work for social or emotional benefits. And so this is becoming more and more prevalent. It's also interesting because the data shows us people say when they want to, that, oh, I'm going to work till I'm 70. And the data says that they don't on average work till they're 70. People that say that don't actually get to 70. Now, some of that is lifestyle oriented. Some of that is their choice. Some of it is being forced into early retirement. And that's happening some too. But the idea of unretiring, even if it's just part-time work, can be a tremendous boon to your quality of life. Number one, it can make a huge impact financially. You know, how much you need to withdraw from your life savings in that first 5 years of retirement, or what happens to your money in those first 5 years, that's why I've talked a lot about the market risk, you know, that you inherit if there's a big downturn in the first 5 years of retirement could be devastating if you don't have a plan to deal with it. Well, likewise, if you just work part-time for a couple of years or 3 years when you first retire, and it means you don't have to draw much from your savings, or you can put Social Security off a little bit longer because you get those 8% per year increases in your Social Security benefit when you delay your benefit from full retirement age to age 70. There can be so many things that can have a positive impact. And those first 5 years are so critically important if we look at the numbers, that anything you can do to help with that can make a tremendous financial impact. Now, then there's the social and emotional benefits. You know, some people retire. My dad was like this. He retired. He worked till he was 70. And he retired, and he was always identified. He always, through his kids, which we grew up and moved away, and through his work. And so when he retired, you know, he just didn't have the social interactions, the passions, the different things that you have when you're working. And those things are, those emotional and social connections are extremely important. So there are just a lot of benefits, both financially and quality of life, to considering unretiring. Or if you're near retirement yourself, considering part-time work. Maybe you're a consultant. Maybe you work at the golf course 2 days a week as a marshal. And now maybe you get free golf that way. When you're not working, there's just all kinds of things that you can do. So it's becoming much, much more prevalent. And with people living longer and longer lives, doing some kind of work for both income and for social and emotional well-being past age 65 should be a very strong consideration.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.
Please visit.